Victims claim Jeffrey Epstein paid doctors to medicate them, not one person helped us. By Amy Furr on September 21, 2019. Deceased sex offender Jeffrey Epstein allegedly paid doctors to medicate the young women he kept as sex slaves, according to reports. There were doctors and psychiatrists and gynecologist visits, said Virginia Giuffre, who was recruited by Epstein when she was a 16-year-old girl. There were dentists who whitened our teeth. There was a doctor who gave me Xanax. What doctor in their right mind, who is supposed to protect their patients, gives girls and young women Xanax? On August 10, Breitbart News reported that Epstein was found dead of an apparent suicide inside his cell at the Metropolitan Correctional Center in Manhattan. Prior to his death, Breitbart News reported that prosecutors claimed Epstein paid $350,000 to silence any potential witnesses after he was accused of multiple sex trafficking charges in New York. Prosecutors say the payments were made in November 2018 after a story in the Miami Herald broke listing the details of a plea deal he struck with federal authorities to avoid charges, the report said. Sarah Ransom, a South African native who successfully sued Epstein and his former girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, in 2017 for trafficking her when she was a 22-year-old, said not one person heard their cries for help. "Not one person helped us," she recalled. "Everyone around us had to know, because we looked so broken. But no one did anything." Bradley Edwards, an attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, called the psychology behind the deceased financier's alleged trafficking network Epstein's process. Edwards commented, "He would find out they have no home, no car, that they need a place to live, and he would provide a place to live. He can get you to the best doctors. Sometimes he would do that and sometimes he wouldn't do that. But the promise was real because as soon as you walk into his house and see there are legitimate cooks, chefs, and assistants, everybody catering to him, it gives this air of legitimacy. I mean, everybody in this whole entire mansion can't possibly be running an illegal sex trafficking operation, right?" Ransom said at one point, when she was on the brink of a mental breakdown, she was taken to a psychiatrist and prescribed lithium. "You could see it in our faces," she told the Herald. "We were damaged, we were medicated.